Joining me live over the phone now today is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful fall day here in Kemmer, Wyoming.
Well, absolutely is, and we appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. And, you know, we've talked in the past about the downtown redevelopment group being part of the Main Street project across Wyoming, and they recently were in Kemmer and did some tours and looked around, and well, give us an update on how things went and kind of what their takeaway was from that meeting and the future of downtown in Kemmer.
Yes, they actually met with many different groups, including elected officials and business leaders, and they also did a survey, and they ended up getting about a couple hundred surveys turned in, so we had a good sampling, I think, of feedback, and so they actually gave us a lot of recommendations and ideas, and told us some of our strengths and weaknesses and such. So it was a great experience, and one of the things that kind of stands out in my mind is they recommended, we do have some empty spaces right now in our downtown, in the Triangle in particular. And they recommended we fill in those spaces with pocket parks and picnic tables and make it, you know, kind of look a little less empty, if you will. So that was an interesting suggestion. So
are those like empty buildings is what you're talking about, right?
Empty lots.
Oh, empty lots. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That makes more sense. Okay.
And, yeah, so they also suggested maybe having a more uniform look and feel with our color of our paint and the look and feel of our buildings, some better signage, a real focus. I think a real focus on maybe updating our downtown building codes a little bit and enforcing all of our codes throughout the community, our building codes and property codes, so that we can, make everything look good everywhere. So,
again, we're with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Some great responses from that then. Other than cosmetics, looking long-term, were there any other takeaways from that and kind of the future of the Kemmer downtown?
Yeah, actually, there's some other... We really need to bring in some new businesses in downtown. And one of the biggest needs that they saw from the survey is a need for a coffee shop and a donut shop kind of place, maybe a restaurant or two in the downtown to draw people down there, more people down there. They said a big plus, which is quite nice for our community of our size, is the fact that we have a theater, our theater downtown, so our movie theater, and it's quite impressive, I think, that they're able to do so well with it in such a small population here. So, and they were impressed by that. Another thing, they said a business such as like a drive-through coffee place. So somebody could drive through and pick up their coffee and go to work or go to soccer practice, soccer moms, and you know, that kind of thing. So that's something that, hadn't thought of before, so.
Again, speaking with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, anything else you wanted to mention as far as what's happening in the city of Kemmer right now?
Yes. So we actually just had the 2A state golf tournament, and it was very successful. There was communities or high schools from all over the state here. We had over 60 golfers, and I think it was an honor to have that event here. You don't get that quite often. And I think it went off really well, and I think we're excited. Our Kemmer Rangers, I think they ended up getting third, and that's pretty good. And we're happy for that, and so that was a good thing. Another good thing that has recently been completed is the Little League Diamonds have now a new playground. It's a cooperative effort between the school district, who donated some playground equipment, the Rotary volunteers, the Little League volunteers, and our city staff. It's really quite impressive, the little place for the children to play while their siblings are playing baseball. So we're excited to have that asset in our community as well.
It's the little things like that that really go a long way, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Brian, we certainly appreciate your time and the update this morning. Anything else that we missed you wanted to touch on today?
Just some people may already know this, but they're, All West is running fiber through our town for the residential. We've already got fiber in our business district, but they're running it through the residential areas, hoping that that's going to make people want to move here and stay here, and as well as get some people starting businesses and that kind of thing. One other thing on this week, Thursday night at the events, the Lincoln County, South Lincoln County Events and Training Center, the Meet the Candidates night for local and state candidates, so the people can come and ask questions and get answers. So that's 7 o'clock this Thursday. So,
okay, perfect. So Meet the Candidates Thursday, 7 o'clock at the
7 o'clock
at the South Lincoln Training and Events Center.
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. All right. Again, that's with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thank you so much for the update and your time this morning.
You're welcome.
It's all part
of
the
great day.
You bet. You as well. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.